You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
There's another story you tell, I think, that's pretty powerful because it's about healing, about, you know, dip it in the muddy water.
Right.
That's a powerful story. Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this happened on the job. We were about 50 miles away from our home base, and we'd moved our scrapers down there. Mm-hmm. And when to move those scrapers, they're so big with no brakes.
Right. Heavy road gear you're talking about, building roads.
Yeah, building roads. We're finished building this road.
Uh-huh.
And so now we're going to move the scrapers through the mountains, looking out at these beautiful vistas, riding on a scraper with no windshield.
No brakes.
And you use your steel blade, barely touches the road, and that's how you stop. But if you do it too much, the blade will burn up and you'll ruin an expensive steel blade.
Does it damage the road?
Not if you do it right, but I'm always afraid I'm going to make a chunk out of it.
Right, okay? But we're
well tuned to doing it because every time we come off a hill with a load, you smooth your own road. So you get a feel for it. You become one with your blade, okay? All right, so we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all excited. We're fixing to move down the road.
Right.
But my buddy Red, who's the greatest scraper operator God ever made.
Okay.
I was a dirt hauler. Red was great, okay? Right. I could tell stories about that. But old Red, he was using a blowtorch about 6.5 feet down in a hole,
right,
cutting and doing some rebarb, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he slipped and the blowtorch went across his left hand, went across his fingernails. And so he began to holler for John. We're buddies. Get John!
He's calling for you, John.
Because he wanted prayer.
Right.
All right, so man, I come and I jumped down in there and there was a puddle of white marly water. It was nasty white. It was a mud puddle, but really it was white rocky water.
Right.
I jumped down in there. I didn't care about getting my boots wet. Red was burnt.
Right.
I looked at his hand, and as God is my witness, it looked like crispy fried chicken.
Oh my goodness.
His fingernails looked like crispy fried chicken.
Oh wow.
And so I went, oh Lord.
Yeah.
And I began to say, what did I do? I inquired of the Lord.
Okay.
Have you heard that several times in this interview?
Mm-hmm.
You inquire of the Lord. You consult the Lord, whatever you do, if you can. So I said, Lord, what do we do?
Right.
Give us a key. When Jesus healed, it wasn't always the same. There's no formula, okay? And so one time he spat on something and made mud and put it in the guy's eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did different things. He reached out and touched the leper. It was against the Jewish law to touch a leper.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy comes to him and says, if you will, you can make me whole. He touched him with compassion.
Wow.
Man, he got completely healed. So I believe healing's for today. I don't know how it feels in your church. You know, it's different ones. You got to submit to your pastor. But I'm trying to tell you, Jesus is the same. This is scripture. Today, yesterday, and forever. Okay, the Holy Spirit is on the earth to reveal Him to us, to show us the truth. Okay, Jesus is the healer. He healed them all. Okay, so I believe that we can, by faith, not for our own purpose or anything, believe with the laying on of hands. The Bible says, if they'll lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. It's one of the signs of a believer.
These signs will follow those who believe.
Yeah, that's what it says.
So we're actually supposed to have signs following us. We're not supposed to be following signs.
Yeah, that's what I believe. Okay.
Yeah.
So I consulted the Lord. I said, Lord, what do we do? Here's what I heard. Dip it in the muddy water.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
His hands are fried by this torch.
Right.
Okay.
And I heard, dip it in the muddy water.
Wow.
Red had enough faith in the Lord, but also that I could hear the Lord.
Right.
And so there's a story, and I'm not exactly sure of the address, where there was a guy named Naaman that was a really hardcore warrior. Right. And they had captured a woman from the Israelites, and now she was a maid to this guy Naaman's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, if only you could get... Naaman had leprosy.
Right.
And he said, if only you get the man of God over in Israel to pray for you, you could be healed.
Right.
He goes, really? She goes, yes. Naaman packs up and he goes to see Elijah, I believe.
Right.
And Elijah's there and Naaman comes up there. He's expecting a great greeting. And
He's a general.
He doesn't even come out. He's a general. He doesn't even come out and says, go dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan River.
Muddy
Jordan River.
Right.
And he goes, I am insulted. Least he could have done was come out here. And now he's telling me to go there. I'm infuriated.
Right.
One of his men said, hey, dude, hey, chill a little.
Right.
If he'd have told you to do a hard thing, would you have done it? And he
right.
thinks, yeah, I would have. He goes, okay, I'll do it. So he goes and he dips in the muddy water 7 times. He comes up with his skin like a baby skin. He's healed, okay?
Wow. Yeah,
so that's the story I read by faith. So I got dip it in the muddy water. I said, here's what we do. You dip it in there 7 times, Red.
Oh, wow.
So we dipped it 7 times, okay? I said, I'll tell you what, Red, I'm not even going to look at it. I'm going to believe by faith you're healed.
Right.
Because the guy's hollering for us to load up. Let's go.
Right.
Red wraps it, gets up. He gets on his scraper. I get on my scraper. Red's driving one-handed. We drive 50 miles through the hills. It's a great day.
Right.
That night, we had a service at Red's church, okay? Uh-huh. So I said, Red, you going to church? He goes, you better believe it. I said, I'll be there. So I get to church. Mm. Red's down front. But he's got his hands up, and he's praising God. I said, Red, how about your hand? He goes, perfect like baby skin.
Come on, God.
Not a sign of any kind of burn whatsoever. I threw my hands up. In those days, I didn't do that.
Right, right.
I threw my hands up. The whole service, Red and I walked around while we praised God. He preached. We had our hands up in the back walking around.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. He that was a bona fide healing in my mind. Okay?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, yeah. Praise God. From fried chicken fingers.
Yeah, yeah. To baby skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
God is awesome.
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.